Last night in the Tarawih Salat, the ninth Supara was recited. As we had mentioned yesterday in Surah Araf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving da'wat to all the nations of the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many Anbiya alayhi wasalam's incidents, that how the people who did not follow the ways of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, they eventually were destroyed. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about Shu'aib alayhi salam, when he went to his people and he called them towards deen. But those who had pride within themselves were not prepared to accept. And pride is that thing which stops a person from accepting the truth. So because of this, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them and destroyed them. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever conditions we sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to certain nations, we gave them difficult conditions. The whole object was that they must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they were not prepared to accept this, ya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them respite and eventually Allah punished them and destroyed them. وَلَوْ أَنَّهَا الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the villages of the cities had iman and taqwa, and they obeyed the commands of the Anbiya alayhi salam, they followed that path, we would have opened upon them great barakat and blessings from the heavens and the earth. But they were not prepared to accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that people living in any nation, they must not be unafraid of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can come upon them while they are fast asleep. It can come to them in the daytime while they are playing in amusements. Afa'aminu makrallah. Are the people unafraid of the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only those people who are at complete loss, they are unafraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's planning and Allah's punishment which can come down. So a person must always have this fear within himself. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salam went to Ummat al-Dawat and Ummat al-Ijabat. He went to his people, people of Fir'aun, to call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called Ummat al-Dawat. It means they did not have iman within them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail first how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to them. And he showed them the clear miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Fir'aun was not prepared to accept whatever Musa alayhi salam showed him. He said, this is magic. I can also get people to do this. He called his magicians. And they had a contest with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But they lost the contest. And they also accepted iman. Those people who Fir'aun used against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave them hidayat, Allah gave them guidance. And they accepted iman. And such strong iman, few minutes in the sohbat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Fir'aun was prepared to cut off their hands and legs. And crucify them also. They said, doesn't matter, we're going to pass away, we're going to leave this world, we have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can do whatever you want to with us. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam continued giving da'wah to Fir'aun and his people. Many signs of Allah ta'ala he showed them, but they were not prepared to accept. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salam, he went to Ummat al-Ijabat, those who accepted the call of Musa alayhi salam, and the effort Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made upon them. And unfortunately, many times they went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them a great gift, which was the Torah. And Ya Allah is explaining to the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to give you the same gift. We are giving you Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are giving you Quran Sharif. Do not become like the Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam spent 40 days because in 40 days, normally a person's ta'aluk and connection is built up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. And Musa alayhi salam was supposed to have received the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the 40 days. So, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions that in detail here, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam desired to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala said, it's not possible in this world to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the Mufassirin mention an amazing point. They say that of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, none of them asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides Musa alayhi salam. What was the reason for this? So they say the reason for this is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever you speak to over a period of time, automatically the desire is created within you to see that person. So from here the ulama, they take out the masala that, for example, if a person wish, as far as possible, we should not speak to females, ghair mahram woman. But if there's a necessity, it's according to necessity a person speaks. But if a person builds up the ta'aluk in relationship after a while, then even if a person, that lady is in hijab, in parda, but automatically the desire will come within a person, I want to see her. Because once you are speaking, then it leads to the next stage. So a person has to be very, very careful regarding these matters. Anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it possible to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one tajalli on the mountain, and the whole mountain, one manifestation on the mountain, and the whole mountain went into bits. So then Musa alayhi salam realized, in this world we are too weak to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Musa alayhi salam the kitab, great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he went back to his people, unfortunately he found them worshipping the calf. They broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went into shirk already at that time. Many of them were punished because of this. Some of them made tawbah, and the tawbah was accepted. And it was told to the Jews, the Bani Israel, that eventually those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mercy and special kindness is upon every single person, but they must have qualities within themselves. They must have the quality of taqwa. They must give the zakat, and they must believe in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, these kinds of signs are very, very clear. They must follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is the one who will command people towards righteousness, prevent them from evil. What is halal, he will show them to be halal, he will show them to be halal. What is evil and filthy and dirty, he will show them to be haram. And the great difficult laws which were placed on the Bani Israel, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will remove it from them. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ Those who believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَزَّرُوا They honor Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they follow the Noor, the Quran, which has come down with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ They are the successful people. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told to proclaim to all the people, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ O people, I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to every single one of you. Right till the day of Qiyamah, Arab, non-Arab, man, jinn. Right till the day of Qiyamah, there is no Nabi to come now, new Nabi to come, and there is no new Sharia to come. Only those who will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be successful. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, continuing, this was told to the Jews, and those Jews who accepted Islam in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave them izzat and honor. And those who were not prepared to accept, they were disgraced and embarrassed. Allah is encouraging us also, the Muslim ummah, to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow his teachings. In their days, our success. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some bounties which he has sent down to the Bani Israel. But they showed great nashukri. They were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a certain village, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them to stay for a certain city. There they were also not prepared to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They showed great disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of this they were punished. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about another town where they were living. And the Bani Israel broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made certain tricks, something which Allah had made haram upon them. They tried to legalize it. They tried to make certain khilas and tricks to try to legalize it. They were not allowed to fish on a certain day, on a Saturday, Yom Sabt. They were not allowed to fish on that day. They were supposed to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but on that day Allah ta'ala made it such that the fish used to come up by the shores. So the people saw it, they say, we're losing out great amounts. So what they did was they put their nets on Friday, and on Sunday morning they used to draw it out. So in this way they were not fishing on Saturday, but all the fish which used to come on Saturday, they used to get it. So they broke the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst them there was three groups of people. The one group of people were doing this evil action. The one group of people kept quiet. They say, why must we get involved with these people? Why must we fight with them, argue with them? Rather just keep quiet about it. And the third group of people, they said, no, we have to tell them. And they stopped the people that you are doing wrong. The other people who are not doing anything, they say, why are you encouraging them? Either Allah will destroy them or Allah will punish them. You don't have to worry about them. You mind your own business. They said, no, we have to have an excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps we will give them da'wah, they will accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyhow, these people, they were not prepared to accept the commands of Allah ta'ala. Eventually Allah's punishment came down. On the group who did the wrong, Allah ta'ala definitely punished them. The one group who did commanded the people towards righteousness, preventing them from evil, Allah saved them. And regarding the third group, some of us didn't say they were also destroyed. Because they were happy, they did not say anything against those people. Other Mufassirin say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned them to show Allah was very displeased with them, that they are not even worthy of mention. That is why Allah ta'ala did not mention them. So in here Allah is encouraging us that when the Muslim ummah sees something wrong, it is their duty and responsibility in the correct way to prevent the people, stop the people from doing evil. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the whole of mankind, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a pact from us when we were in Alami Alas. Before we had come in this world, our souls were in another world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala programmed our bodies that, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your creator and sustainer? And everyone said, definitely, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is programmed in the soul of every single human being. And kufr is called kufr because it means to cover. Because that iman is covered. Every single person has got iman. When he comes in this world, he's born on fitrat, on nature. He's got iman within himself. But because his parents, they teach him kufr, disbelief, that is why it covers him. But if the cover is removed from the person, that original iman is in every single person's heart, in believing in the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have done this here, we have placed this here, it is inside you, in every single human being. It mustn't happen on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come and make an excuse, because Allah has placed this tawheed in every single person. That is why even if a Nabi does not go to a people, they still have to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the nature of man. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that this knowledge we have granted you, this is not sufficient also. Just to have knowledge, one poet says so beautifully, if only having knowledge was a thing of sharafat and honor, then the most honorable person in the creation of Allah would have been Iblis, because so much of knowledge he had got. So Ya Allah mentioned the story of Balaam in Ba'ura, who was a very great alim of Bani Israel. Allah had given him great knowledge. He even knew the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but those who do not follow, who follow shaitan, they do not follow the wahi and revelation which comes to them, they will be destroyed. Allah says, وَلَوْ شِئِنَا لَرَفَعَنَّهُ بِهَا. He knew the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what knowledge we had granted him. If he wanted to, we would have given him high position because of following the knowledge. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هُوَى. However, he inclined towards the earth and he followed his desires. The people came to him and they bribed him a lot of money. And because of his wife, she also encouraged him. Love for woman, love for wealth, it destroyed him. And he went against the Bani Israel, against the Nabi of the time. He made baddua for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. He was completely destroyed. He became like a dog. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. To have knowledge also is not sufficient. Together with knowledge, a person must have the quality of taqwa. Otherwise, that knowledge also can misguide a person. It can lead a person on the wrong path. That he will use the same knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wrong purposes. And this will completely destroy a person. At the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those people who do not follow the divine guidance, then eventually they are like animals. In actual fact, they are worse than animals. Animals are fulfilling the duty which Allah has created them for. But man who is not prepared to follow the Nabawi Ta'aleem, the teachings of the Anbiya Alayhi Musallatu Wasalam, they become worse than animals also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who do not follow it, this eventually leads them towards shirk. Where Allah gives an example of a person who is granted them children and a great ni'mat, this is a bounty. And they even told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you give us a good child, a child who is healthy, we will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah gives them a child, then they start making shirk and they break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the child. So these are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which must be used in the correct way. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of this surah, he mentions certain qualities which a person has to bring, especially for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are giving da'wah to the people and people are not prepared to accept. And this is akhlaq for all of us. Khudil afwa, have the quality of forgiveness, overlooking, making maaf. This is a great quality to have. Wa'amur bil urfi, and if people are doing wrong in a nice way, call them towards righteousness. Wa'arid anil jahileen, and those who are jahils and ignorant people, you turn away from them. You do not start fighting and arguing with them. And shaitan will come to you and say, no, you must fight with them. Fasta'id billah. At that moment, seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rida a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Do not become overcome with anger. Because remember, Allah is listening to you. Allah knows exactly well what is happening. And follow the wahi and revelation which has come to you from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is hadha basairu min rabbikum. It's the means of basirat. A person will be able to see clearly. Allah will open up realities for that person. It is a roadmap for that person, hudan. And when a person will follow the path, wa rahmatun, it is a means of rahmat and mercy. So when the Quran Sharif is being recited, fastami'u lahu. Listen carefully to the Quran Sharif with the intention of hidayat and guidance. Listen carefully. Wansitu, and show respect. Keep quiet at that time. Keep quiet at that time. La'allakum turhamun. Perhaps the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon you. And this is not sufficient also. A person must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, give me guidance by means of the Quran. Wazkur rabbaka fi nafsika tadarru'an. Humble yourself and make dua to Allah ta'ala. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In quietly also, morning and evening. Do not become unmindful. And if you have got pride within yourself, then this will take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will never be rightly guided. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the importance of following the Anbiya alayhi salam. In the next surah, Surah Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that now da'wah has been given to all the nations of the world. And now there are two groups. Some of them will accept the da'wah and some of them unfortunately will become obstacles to the da'wah and they will actually start fighting the people of haq, the people of truth. So at that time, what must the Muslim ummah do? One is that they can turn their backs and run away. Or they can just do nothing at all. But the third group is those people who will stand up firm against those people and make jihad against them. They will defend themselves, defend their lives. They will not take the beatings of other people. And Allah's help and assistance will be with them. In this surah, Allah has mentioned many usools and principles for people to be successful in their jihad and in the fighting against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the people will make jihad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them booty. Allah will give them bounties of this dunya also. So Allah ta'ala mentions after the battle of Badr, some sahaba radiallahu anhu had some differences about the booty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they started fighting amongst themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't fight about those. That's anfal, it's nafal, it's extra. It's nothing to worry about. The main thing is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get deen in your lives. These are extra things. Remember, these things are in the hands of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will distribute it as they want to. You must follow Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you have got iman. Who are the people of iman? Allah mentions five qualities here. Alladhina idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum. When Allah is mentioned, Allah's name is taken, their hearts start trembling. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited to them, number two, the iman increases. They're listening to the Quran and the iman is increasing. Number three, they place a full tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, yuqeemuna salata. They are not only reading salat, but they are performing and trying to perfect their salah all the time. And whatever we have given them wealth, they are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. They are the true believers. They are the people who have got iman. May Allah give us the reality of these qualities and bring it within our lives. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the battle of Badr and how Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came down to them. If it wasn't for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 313 people against 1,000 strong, well-armed people, how could they have beaten and defeated them? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this was the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever you meet the kuffar and disbelievers, never ever turn your backs away from them, but stand and be steadfast. You will find the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and help with you. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw some stones and the kuffar became blinded. Allah says, you never threw it actually. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who threw it. It was by the kudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want success on the battlefield throughout your life, but here on the battlefield especially, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do not turn away. And استجيبوا لله وللرسول. Accept the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they call you to that, towards those things, lima yuhikum, which will give you life. What is that? Quran Sharif will give you life. Jihad will give you life. And if you will not follow that day, then fear the fitna which will come. لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. Great difficulties will come upon the ummah, which will not only come upon those people who have made zulam and oppression, but upon every single person. The woman will suffer also, the children will suffer also. Whole Muslim ummah will suffer when people will not stand up for their rights and they will not be prepared to defend iman and Islam. They will not make jihad. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very severe in punishing. Some ulama say that this ayat also refers to when the people will stop making amr al-ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar, calling towards righteousness and preventing from evil. Then also Allah's azab will come down and it will affect every single person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not make khianat, do not cheat on the battlefield throughout your life also, and especially on the battlefield, Allah's help will go away. And if you have got the quality of taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make waj'al lakum furqana. Allah will give you true understanding, a differentiation between the haqq and the batil, truth and falsehood. And those who do not have this differentiation, they will become such that they will be prepared to fight the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, to even kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the ayat of the Quran are recited to them, they are not prepared to accept it. And they will actually make baddua for themselves. The kuffar made baddua for themselves. They never have this understanding. Oh Allah, if this is the truth from your side, the Quran is the truth, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truth, then punish us. Instead of saying, oh Allah, give us hidayat and guidance, they said, oh Allah, punish us if this is the truth. So their minds become completely upside down. They have not got the quality of Furqan within themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He can't punish them. But there are two reasons why He's not punishing them. One is the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As long as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, Allah's punishment won't come. And the second reason is that the people are making istighfar. The people of Makkah Mukarramah were naked. They used to make tawaf of Ka'batullah. What a big sin. But they used to say, oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive us. Allah Ta'ala says, as long as people are asking for forgiveness, kuffar and disbelievers, which the muhaddithin mentioned, that when istighfar will help a person who is a kafir and disbeliever, then why won't istighfar help a person who's got iman within himself? So, as some mufassirin have mentioned, that there are two amans, protections from Allah's adab in this world. One is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and one is istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away now. And the other thing is remaining in the world, that is istighfar. Those who will make istighfar, Allah's protection and safety will come upon them. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'm not punishing them because they are still making istighfar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who haven't got furqan within themselves, this ability to differentiate, they will spend their money in the wrong avenues and they will try to prevent people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all the money they will spend, billions and billions, to try to cause stop Islam, they will spend it. It will be a means of sadness for them. And eventually they will be defeated. They will be completely at a loss. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world. And Allah Ta'ala says that you continue fighting with them, making jihad with them. حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. There must not be any fitna in the world. As long as kufr remains ghalib, overpowering, dominant in the world, the ways of kufr and disbelief, there will never be justice in this world. People will only take for their own benefit. But as long when Islam comes dominant in the world, through the means of jihad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all of these fitnas and trials, and the deen will only be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the desire must come within every single person. That how can I give my life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So obviously in our country we cannot make jihad. There are certain rules and laws regarding jihad to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we have to ask the ulama kiram. There are certain conditions, etc. But every person must have the jazbah within himself, the desire. It comes in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who passes away and he never had a desire in his life to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mata ala shu'batin min nifaq, he will pass away on a branch of nifaq and hypocrisy. That is, his iman is very, very weak, in a very, very weak level. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true jazbah and the desire for deen and propagating the message of deen to the whole of world, the whole of mankind till the day of qiyamah. Amen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال إن الله تعالى لم يفرض على عباده فريضة إلا جعل لها حدا معلوما ثم عذر أهلها في حال العذر غير الذكر فإن الله تعالى لم يجعل له حدا ينتهي إليه ولم يعذر أحدا في تركه إلا مغلوبا على تركه رواه ابن كثير. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ سے نقل کیا ہے, وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ حق تعالی شانہ نے کوئی چیز بندوں پر ایسی فرض نہیں فرمائی جس کی کوئی حد مقرر نہ کر دی ہو اور پھر اس کے عذر کو قبول نہ فرما لیا ہو, بجز اللہ کے ذکر کے کہ نہ اس کی کوئی حد مقرر فرمائی اور نہ عقل رہنے تک کسی کو معذور قرار دیا ہے. حضرت ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ says nothing has been made obligatory by Allah جل جلالہ without fixing a maximum limit for it and excusing shortcomings in respect of it except his ذکر for which no limit has been fixed nor has any person as long as he is sane been exempted from it. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says nothing has been made obligatory by Allah jalla jalaluhu without fixing a maximum limit for it and excusing shortcomings in respect of it except his zikr for which no limit has been fixed nor has any person as long as he is sane been exempted from it. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني تل مرا هو جائك ميدانه تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے اب غل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دے کون سی ڈر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائک سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس چاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی koi nahi hai koi nahi ab to rahe bas ta dam aakhir wird zuba hai mere ilah ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe siwaye tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe tu kan be khabar sari khabron se mujhko ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera ilahi ata darr dil ke marta hai bedarn bimar tera koi tujhse kuch koi kuch chahta hai main tujhse hu yaar main talabgar tera nahi dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab tu hi matloob main hu talib tera ata amrakum din dar haq se tujhe gham hai kya نرم مستانه خوش میایدم تا وقت جانا چنی می بایدم الله جز آسما حمدم نبود نازل غیر خنا محرم نبود غالبی بر جاذبائے مشتری شاید نرماند گارا و آخری خدائی بندنا رسوام کن garbadam man sirre man pedam kun allah 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 mitade apne hasti ko chhod sare masti ko basti basti kehta ja Allah, 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 Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yarju al-amru kulluhu. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. السلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.